Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. And today we're going all the way to Texas to speak with a underwater model. Yes, I didn't say underwear model. I said underwater model. What is that? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to ask this amazing actress model. Her name is Carly. I cannot wait to speak with her. So why don't we just get her on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you.
But before we get to that, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate anywhere in the United States, Tri-State Realty Los Angeles.com will find you a fantastic real estate agent in the area that you live. 10% of the proceeds goes to the Actors Fund and 10% goes to a charity that helps people who foster animals. This is a free real estate referral service that doesn't cost you anything. Tri-State Realty Los Angeles.com.
And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Carly. It's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good.
When I first read your profile, I'm saying, oh, she's an underwear model. And I went, oh, wait a minute. That's underwater model.
Underwater
I misread that.
Yes, sir.
I've seen a few things, but you've done a lot of underwater modeling. So
yeah.
How do you get those gigs?
Okay, so I swim, and I have been since I was 5. Even since I was out of the womb. Like, my mom was doing mommy and me classes. I could, like, float. She just was always worried that if I fell into the pool, a social setting, like at a friend's house or something like that, she didn't want me to drown. Started swimming competitively at 5.
Wow.
I made varsity swim freshman year, and it's just always been something that I've done. I love modeling. And I guess I just saw it pop up. I would love to do this. This looks like so much fun. I reached out to some people and like some photographers and they're like, I don't think you can do it. I was like, I promise you I can. I swear to you, I can. Just give me a chance. And they're like, well, how long
wow.
can you hold your breath? I was like, probably like 2 to 3 minutes. And they're like, okay, let's see. So I went for my first shoot and I was able to hold my breath that long. And he was just shocked, especially for my first time. He's like, you did great.
No, because I watched the live video and I was counting. The photographer, he has a scuba gear. He can breathe, but you don't. And I was going, how much time just went by? She hasn't taken a breath yet.
Well, sometimes there is somebody next to me, like, feeding me off air with their tank. And just like, here you go, if I'm down there for a long amount of time. The only downfall about it, though, is that I had a shoot, like, all day. I was there from, like, 9 to 5. And then my mom and I went to go eat and go back to our hotel. And we stopped by the grocery store because we needed to grab a few things. This lady was right next to me, and I reached down to grab something. I'm not even kidding you. Bent down and like just all this water fell out of my nose, out of my face, just like a big puddle. It was so nasty. And this lady just like was right next to me. I didn't even know what to say. Like, what do you say? That was so bad.
That sounds like a movie. I'd start writing a script right now and then where that
yeah.
happens like all the time. What advice
yeah.
would you have to someone else who's getting into underwater modeling?
You really have to be able to hold your breath. And there's just certain like tips and tricks that you can do. You definitely can't like hold your breath when you go down. You have to blow out all your air so that you sink. And sometimes if you have trouble with that, they put weights on your legs because the dress will cover up your legs. It's always all about who you know. Don't be scared to reach out to people on Instagram. You never know what opportunities could pop up. And just have fun with it.
Speaking of Instagram, I love all your Instagram photos. All your
yeah.
stuff's like professional and really well thought out. Seriously, it looks great.
Thank you.
The recent photo shoot on your Instagram where you're in that cave with all those looks like feathers or clouds, was that in Dallas?
That was in Dallas. That was probably one of my favorite shoots. That was so much fun.
What is it for?
Okay, so we went to go promote our TV show at this con, WeebCon. They had a bunch of booths set up. We were taking pictures to promote, but there's also a bunch of photographers there. They were like, can we please shoot with y'all, like get a few pictures? And we're like, why not? So like we took some pictures and got some really cool ones out of it. It just reminded me of like an Ariana Grande cover or something. I loved it so much.
So everybody in your school actually had to participate in a play? You couldn't opt out of it?
Yes, in junior high. So I went to a very small junior high and it was like a Christian private school. There was only 30 kids in the whole junior high. Everybody was obligated to play in the plays. You had an option between two electives and it was always theater or band. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll do theater.
So you trained at DETV Studios. What type of training did you receive there?
it all kind of started there. They just kind of helped me prepare for everything, like practicing monologues and specific things, just little critique things, just perfecting it. I think that really helps because you have to start somewhere and hear about other people's advice to get better always.
So it started with your school plays and you did that training there, but then let's scare Rachel to death. So did you apply for that or did your mom apply for that for you? How did you get that gig?
My mom applied to that for me.
But that was more like training. You got to be on the set. It was almost like free training, right?
That was more like training. That was nothing big. It honestly didn't turn out exactly what I expected it to be. It was pretty unprofessional and I felt kind of uncomfortable with the people that I worked with. I don't want to make anybody sound bad.
Right, but it was a stepping stone to your next thing, which we're going to talk about, because you were the lead. It wasn't like you were an extra, even though it was like whatever it was. We've all done crappy movies to get out there just to get the experience on the set. There's the camera, there's the lighting.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was a positive experience in some way, and you actually did learn from that.
I did. I learned some out of it. Definitely wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least you got the bad one out of the way.
Yeah.
So there's something called the Secret Steak Society, and you play MJ? Macy
yes,
James?
Macy James.
So first of all, so you met all the girls, obviously. Do you guys all gel and get along with each other?
Oh my goodness, I am so surprised that we do. Like, I love them so much. They're so, so sweet. Like, we all clicked right off the bat. I adore every single one of them. He did such a great job casting us, and he was so proud of himself. We were sitting at dinner one night, all of us just chit-chatting, and he's like, I am so proud of myself. Like, look what I did. I did this right here, you know? Like,
well, we're seeing his vision come alive. He's got it cast. He's got the ideal. And who doesn't like hot girls and vampires? I mean, that's...
In the 80s. I know, what's not
exactly. I mean, there's already a proven model. So how do you get the lead out of all the other girls? I mean, how did you get the top notch, the top spot? How did you do that?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Okay, so we reached out to him and he's been playing with this idea for like a while. He was trying to make a show that would show what kids go through during this day and age. Some of the shitty things we have to go through as kids and like girls being catty towards each other. And he was just playing with like different ideas. I wasn't always supposed to be the main character. He had other storylines in mind. And then this one came about, and I guess he wanted to write our characters based off of our personalities. And I love that because we can just kind of be ourselves. And he loves to sit and talk with all of us. Like, we all go to dinner and he just gets his mind thinking. And he was just like, okay, Carly's going to be the main character. Lexi is very like jittery and she's just a ball of energy. She's so, so cute. So she's going to be like my bestie, my little sidekick. Morgan is one of the vampires, which that's going to be so hard to hate her because I love Morgan. And then Cassidy's awesome. Like, all the girls are just so nice and we get along so well and everybody's just so supportive, and I'm so glad for that because you don't see that very often. A lot of girls find each other like as a competition, but we are all so proud of each other.
That's really important because you're trying to get this off the ground and get it going. Like, a year from now I could re-interview you and you could be like, well, you probably won't even interview, you'll be so famous. But no, but this is something that could be like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This could be your ticket at such a young age. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, but this could be like really great for you. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole concept and I think that it could really go somewhere. Like, if we believe it, we can make other people believe it.
I mean, because already doing like the, you know, the Comic-Con-ish stuff, the WeebCon, the Arlington Comic Fest. Yeah, that's great. That's great that you guys are all on board of like a little team. So your character goes to high school in the 80s, just a regular girl, but you have some type of mental disorder and you start seeing all your friends as vampires. And so it's an alternative universe. And then what, do you snap out of it and you're back to everyone's not a vampire, or kind of how does it work?
Okay, you're pretty close. So basically, I guess, he's pretty well known at school, kind of popular. Everything seems perfect in everybody else's eye. But then at home, things aren't so great. She just really struggles. She just sleeps a lot. Stress, sleep, you know, just all that. Headache, sleep, mad sleep, sad sleep. Like, that's her way of self-medicating and just blocking everybody out. And so she dreams about vampires. And then one day she goes to school and the girl she saw from her dream is the new girl, and she just shows up and she's just like, what the heck? And it kind of starts to drive her crazy. But the vampires are supposed to represent her mental health in the alternative world, and so she's just starting to battle like what is between reality and not. But it also has a lot to do with mental health and bringing awareness to that, because definitely in this day and age, it is so much different to grow up. People are becoming more creative with being mean and all of that, especially now we have the social media.
So are you still in high school?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm a junior this year.
Oh, wow. Wow. Isn't it cool, like, kind of knowing what you want to do at such a young age already?
Think so. You know, everybody has something to say about it, but it's high school. I'm really excited to see what the future holds. I always have a different career path just in case, you know, plan B. College has always been my plan, no matter what, because you never know.
What school might you go to?
I might go to U of H just for like the first 2 years.
That's
I would
smart.
Like to like travel abroad or something like that the last two, see the world. So we'll see.
Hey, so somebody getting into the business like right now, like around your age, what advice would you have for them?
It's a lot about who you know. I thought IMTA was a great experience. I went, it's in New York. It opened up a lot of opportunities for me. It is kind of expensive to go. I got top 10 in a lot of my events. Make friends with everybody. Never make it competitive. Nobody wants to work with somebody who's bitchy or like catty towards anyone. It doesn't matter if you're the prettiest girl in the world. If you're difficult to work with and you're no fun to be around, they're not going to work with you. They'll find somebody else that's pretty. There's plenty of pretty girls in the world. Also, don't ever put yourself in a position that makes you uncomfortable from the start because you want to start getting into this so badly, because there has been times that people are like, oh, take your clothes off, do this, do that, and if it makes you uncomfortable, do not do it. Like, you were not even 18 yet. It is okay. I've been in those situations too, and it is okay to say no all the time. Like, say no. Probably your first two shoots, bring your mom. If you're not 18, bring your mom. My mom always goes to my shoots with me. You know, be yourself. Don't get plastic surgery or anything. I know you think like the cute button noses are like the trend or whatever, but they're always looking for something new and unique. And don't try and like cover up all that. Just be yourself. And if you use a cute little button nose, it's not going to be the trend. People are going to have to be reversing their nose surgery. They like unique and different. And I love that the industry is starting to open up more about that. The big gap in people's teeth, like the birthmarks, different color hair. I don't know if you've seen that. I don't know what it's called, where like somebody will have black hair and then have like a white strip in it. And that's like a birthmark. I just think it's so cool, like the different things now. Yeah, so just don't be scared to be yourself. That's all I really have to say.
By the way, that was probably the best answer that anyone's even given me, because it was so real, so true, so current. And what you just said right now, be yourself. You are the only thing you have to offer. There's, why be like someone else? There's not another you, so market that. And the getting along with people and that attitude, that was big. That was really big.
Thank you.
Hey, Carly, thank you so much for being my guest on my show. I really, really appreciate it. I was looking so forward to interview you. I knew you had a lot to offer. The underwater photography was really an interest to me. I'm glad that you were able to share that, because I'm sure there's some other model out there going, wow, I'd like to try that. And they're going to listen to a couple of your tips. They're going to say, wow, if Carly could do it, I could do it too. And I loved your advice there at the end. And this is an awesome interview. It's going to turn out amazing. Thank you so much for doing my podcast.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you so much. So if you want more information on Carly, just look her up on Instagram at KGABREL08. Also, check out my real estate page at TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com. Now it's time for the lesson. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Hey, yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 lining under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking
butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box off the straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.